Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, it's time for you to fly. This season has been a preparation for takeoff, and now you're headed down the runway to lift off into the ether, into the heavenlies, to see the fulfillment of your destiny and the purpose for which I brought you into the earth. I've lightened your load. While yes, demanding much from you, don't see this as a deprivation, but as a necessary step. I'm not removing what you need. I am jettisoning things, and yes, even relationships. Hold everything loosely, those things that have been a hindering influence to my purpose. My ultimate goal is your happiness aligned with my plan. And what I need from you is full cooperation. Embrace the process, beloved, for soon you'll find yourself soaring. As we embark on this journey together, I want you to remember that challenges and obstacles will most certainly arise, but trust in my plan for you. Embrace the uncertainty and know that everything is unfolding just as it should. Remember that growth often comes from facing difficulties head on and coming out stronger on the other side. In this process of aligning your happiness with my plan, it's important to embrace the necessity of self-reflection and introspection. Take the time to truly understand your desires and values and how they might align with the path I've laid out for you. By knowing yourself deeply, you can better understand how to navigate the challenges and opportunities I've placed in your way. Additionally, beloved, remember that happiness is not a destination, but a journey. It is important to find joy and fulfillment in the present moment rather than constantly striving for some future state of unrealistic happiness. Embrace the process of growth and transformation, and trust that my plan will lead you to greater fulfillment and contentment. As you embark on this journey towards your greatest happiness aligned with my plan, accept the process. Trust in yourself and in my guidance, and know that soon you will find yourself soaring to new heights of joy and fulfillment. Trust in me. Trust in yourself. Embrace the journey ahead. You were not meant to be a trudging pilgrim. You're designed and destined to navigate the heights of my spirit, a realm that many can only dream of. The thin air of my presence will become your natural habitat. You'll make swift visits from this vantage point, seated with me in heavenly places, gleaning profound understanding and returning with immense rewards. I now activate the spirit of understanding and counsel within you. This will shield you and rescue many from the enemy's hidden traps, invisible from the ground. So dedicate yourself to me. This preparation has been deliberate. It wasn't meant to be comfortable, but to strengthen your wings, the wings of the spirit. It's time to trust, spread those wings wide, and embrace the flight that I have prepared for you, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow, if you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.